We are learning Masecht Pesachim Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a brand new Perek Ketzad Tzoylim. Zok to Mishnah, Ketzad Tzoylim as a Pesach. We know that the Darais the Gadin, you have to roast the Karim Pesach in order to eat it. You can't eat it cooked, can't eat it raw, like half raw, rear. It has to be roasted. How do you roast the Karim Pesach? So what you do is, Mevi'in Shpud Shalrimon, you bring a spit that's made out of wood, and not any wood from a rimon tree, l'chatchila pomegranate tree. V'toich boi l'soich piv, you stick it through the mouth of the behema, through the entire body, ad the base nukvasoi, until the other hole on the other side. V'noisein es kira'ov ves b'nei me'ov, you take off the legs, were cut off to be washed, and the innards also, the insides, would take it out to be washed. So now you washed it, you take it and put it inside the behemah. So everything should roast together. Because the pasuk says that you roast everything together. It says, Kiyim tzli eish roishoy al kira'ov al kirboy. The pasuk says that you roasted the head and the legs and the inside all have to be roasted together. Therefore, even though you cut them off to wash it, you put it back into the behemah to let it roast together. The Rabbi Yisrael said, hold, you put it inside the animal. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Kemen Bishul was there. That's similar to Bishul because it's inside the behemoth. It's not directly connected to the Eish. It's inside the behemoth. That's more similar to Bishul. Like the Sfasema says, not real Bishul. It looks nearer to Mavashul because he says, not even something called Sli Kadar. Sli Kadar is you bake something. You put something into the oven in a pan, so even though it's roasting, but it's in a pan, it's always called slikad, it's own juices. Here it doesn't have that, it's dripping out even there. But still, it looks like a bishul, so it says don't do that. What you do is, el toilin chutzla, you put it on top of the spit, or on the bottom of the spit, you put it on the spit outside and let it roast together with the other, all together, but it's not inside the behemah, it's outside the behemah. So that's what basically the Aram Kiva. The Mishnah says further, ain't telling us that Pesach loyal ashpud. You can't use a spud, which is a spit made out of metal. A stama spud is a metal spud, a metal spit. You're not allowed to use that to roast the Karim Pesach. We'll see in the Gemara why. The reason is because it gets hot. And if it gets hot, it'll roast the Karim Pesach from the stick. It has to be the eish. It has to be roasted from the fire, not from the stick, from the stick, from the spit. So therefore, you can't use a metal spud. V'loyal askla, and you can't use a metal netting. Like if something that's a netting, to hold the behemoth in that, you can't do that either, since it's metal. Om Rav Tzadik, Maisib Rav Gamil, Sha'amba L'Tevi Avdai. Rav Gamil told his Eved, Tevi, save it so long as a Pesach al Askelah. Go roast our Karim Pesach on Askelah. So you see that you could do it on Askelah. The Gemara is going to ask later on, tomorrow's daft, Avayin Hey, L'Chayra, it's Maisa Listar. It's a stira to the right Reish Mishalei al Askelah, and reason Maisa Listar, so we'll see that it's a different case. It's not exactly the same case. So talk to Gemara. We have the ration of Mishnah. You have to use a spud shal rimon. You have to use a spit made out of pomegranate tree branches. Benesi shal matches. Why don't you use a metal spit? After Gemara, I did the cham miksasoi cham kuloi. Because the metzias is, if the bottom of the metal, which is exposed to the fire, gets hot, the entire metal will get hot. Mashenkin wood, it doesn't get hot. For example, when you cook a lot of times, people use a wooden stick. The reason is, because even when I mix them on the fire, the top of the wooden stick doesn't get hot. Wood doesn't get hot from the bottom to the top. Mashenkin metal, it'll get hot. Therefore, if the bottom is exposed to the edge, the part that goes inside the behemoth will also get hot, and it'll land of a kamatvi makumas ha-shpud, and the behemoth gets roasted from the shpud. Has to be tzli eish, and not tzli makumas something else, which would be the stick in this case. What? No. That part's not baking anything. The part that's exposed on the bottom is getting heated up by fire. But the inside's not.
Through the animal.
What? Through the animal race, that's not hot enough to cook. If it's going any hot from the animal, that's not enough to cook. That race is not hot enough.
The metal sticks off
the bottom. No, the metal is hot from the bottom, from the fire. It's very, very hot. The metal gets boiling hot from the fire on the bottom. The reason Matthias, and you can't argue the Matthias anymore. They say the ground that this man the Omer holds in a Cham Kuloi. We'll see. I don't know why. So, but this man the Omer is Cham Exhausted Cham Kuloi that it gets hot and it can even make roasting from the Dava Acha. Frank the Gemara. Okay, so we know we have to have wood now. So why do you have to have a pomegranate tree? Menezes Shel Dekel. Use a palm tree. So tomorrow I did Islay Shivi Mafik Maya. Since it has these cracks in it, so the cracks are a little bit closer to the inside. The inside has water, so water comes out, and it'll be more like, it'll make some kind of, not, obviously it's not bishul, but it'll be similar, Rashi, how the Pesach and Vushel, some liquid, some moisture will come out of the sticks and cook the Karam Pesach a little bit, and that's a problem. Now I have a cooked Karam Pesach, therefore you can't use Shodekel. I did this, Leishivi, Mafik Maya, Mavik Mavushel, like the Gemara says, Mavik Mavushel, it'll be like Mavushel. Venesi Shalteina, bring a fig tree, a branch of a fig tree, I demachalchel mafik maya. Since it's hollow, it's full of water. It's the inside of a fig tree is not solid wood. It's hollow. It has moich in it. It has some moisture inside it, and that will be a problem of mahalik mavushel. Venesi shal aloin. You want to use an oak tree, shachar, a boxer tree, a shal shikmo, a sycamore tree. I did this with kitri, since it has these knots, has these like bubbles. Mafik maya. You have to smooth it out. And if you cut it, so then it will automatically let out some of the moisture from the inside, and it'll have some water. A Riemann tree, every branch has, you know, some kind of knots on it. So Riemann also has it. And the Gemara, Kitri, the Riemann, so Riemann is a Kitri, Shia Kitri, the knots on the Riemann tree are smooth, and therefore there's no reason to shave them off. And since you don't have to shave them off, there won't be a problem of opening up the branch to moisture. The Ba'ezema be Navga Bar Shasa. We're talking about a Riemann tree that's only a year old. It's a very young Natiya, very young tree. And therefore, let's make Kitri, it doesn't have knots yet. But the Maaseh, the place you cut it off, it has right there the place that has right there the moisture comes out from where you cut off the tree. The Mapik Lebe Paske Lebar. You make that part that's cut hang to the outside, hang to the bottom. So when it drips out, the water drips out down. Until now, the other problems were that we had these branches that had these Bay Paski in the middle of it. There, any way you do the roasting, moisture will come out. Masha Inkain, this case where you cut it, it'll be on the bottom, and it'll come out on the bottom. It'll be on the bottom. What? Right, this way, right. No, in the picture it says this way. I happen to be doing more on the high. It sounds like it could be sideways, but it could be sideways with a slant, like this. It could be. I'm saying you wouldn't know, but either way, the branch will hang on the bottom. It'll drip out on the bottom, so it won't go into the Karm Pesach. Won't be in the Karm Pesach. But not Zokta Gemara Vaita. Masnisim the loyk Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the Talmud and the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, this was mentioned before, that this Chamakas Chamakula is not like Kuliyama. The Tana Yehuda Aimer, Kashem Shishput Shal Eitz in a Nisra, just like you see, a wooden spit, usually a wooden thing would burn, but doesn't burn any part that's covered with the behemoth, will never get burnt. Kach Shput Shal Matches in a Masiach. Same thing, just like you see, the Eitz doesn't get burnt when it's inside the behemoth protects it. The animal protects it when it's around the stick. It doesn't get burnt because it's inside the animal. It doesn't get hot so hot either. It doesn't get so hot either. Kach shpuch shel matches, inam arsiach, doesn't get so hot enough to cook it. Amloi no, ze chamik sosoi, cham kuloi. By a matches, chamik sosoi, part of it gets hot, the whole thing gets hot. Veze, by wood, chamik sosoi, inam cham kuloi. If part of the wood gets hot, the other part of the wood does not get hot. So don't bring a raya from one thing to another thing. And we're arguing Rabbi Huda, we hold, Cham Ksosoi, Cham Kuloi. In Halacha, the other day, it comes into a sugya of Cham Ksosoi, Cham Kuloi. It's the Geya. If someone puts a tray for spoon into a pot, the Shishim needs 60 connected, the whole spoon, or only the part that sticks in. It goes into these shilohs, Cham Ksosoi, Cham Kuloi. Zog the Gemara Vaita. It's in the Mishnah that you take out the innards, you wash it, and then Machlaikis. Basically, it says you put it inside the Behemba to roast it. According to Rabbi Kiva, you put it on the outside. So we're going to have here a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfin, and it's really the same machlekes Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel used to call it tuk tuk. He called it tuk tuk. That wasn't mean. If you first round Rashi, tuk tuk means that's the sound of something cooking. So the way it sounded when the konfetti was roasting, it sounded like tuk tuk. So you see, what you did is you put it in the inside. You put the innards in the inside. That's the sound of tuk tuk. That's one shan Rashi. The other Pshan Rashi is that the Lashon HaGemara was Tichbar. He called it Tichbar, which means Toich Ubar. It's inside, but you can see it from the outside. Like when you stuff chicken, you see it from the outside. but it's on the inside. That's one shot. That's Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that when you roast the Karm Pesach, you roast the Karm Pesach with the inner is inside it. Rabbi Tarfin, Kari, Gedi Makolos. He called it a Gedi that's Makolos. What's Makolos mean? Makolos means a helmet. Like a copper helmet used to wear for war, they were armed with a helmet. So here, it looks like a helmet because it put the innards and the legs on top of the stick, on top of the Karm Pesach, or on the bottom, when you turn it to the side, it'd be on the bottom. But either way, they put it on top, so it looks like a helmet. So you see, he holds a Rabbi Kiva, who holds, you put it on the outside, on the stick, on the spit, and not in the inside. Tana bottom. We know, we learned before in Perek Makom Shenagu that there's a minig not to eat roasted meat on the first night of Pesach. B'chutz la'aretz was not azeh. When Eretz Yisrael was not azeh also. B'zman azeh, you don't eat roasted meat because it looks like eating kachim b'chutz. So Torah bar an ezig di mekulis to osu lechav Pesach. What's the example of a roasted gedi that you can't eat b'leil Pesach? This Brisa says it's very cool. The only time you can't eat roasted meat is b'zman azeh kol shet tzolik kulik ke'echad. Only if you roast entire animal at once. But nech dachemeno ever, let's say you cut off a limb, you cut off half the animal. So then, it's not a problem. Or nishtak mena eiver, or you cooked eiver. Ein zeh gedi mekulos. That's not gedi mekulos, and people will not get mixed up and think you're doing a Karm Pesach. So Gemara has a kash in the Braisa. If you have to cut something off to cook it, so you cut it off already. So if you said cutting it off already is not a gedi mekulos, what if you say cooking? What's Braisa adding on, right? It's two things. First of all, if nechtak mena eiver, that's good enough. And nishtak mena eiver, you cook it. When you cook something, you gotta take it off. What's pshat? So hashtag yeshlema nechtem eva, dafgav to come, the merz kash is hashtag yeshlema nechtem eva, dafgav to come matvile baday, even though you roast it together with the rest of Karm Pesach. Amrit loy, that's not a problem, nishlak me boy, if you cook it, you have to tell me, even if you didn't cook it, it would already be mutter. Amrav sheshes, shokum mechubber, there's two different cases. Either you cut it off and you roast it together, that would be a heter, or if you cook it while still on, just the bottom of it, that would also be a heter for Pesach night, to eat your steak, mind you. So if you only have a big steak, just put one foot into the, cook it up, and then you can have your whole entire big roast beef. So I'm thinking more of it. Omer Rabba, hai mulaisa sharya. What's mulaisa? Mulaisa is, they stuff a piece of meat with a piece of meat. Now, this sugya coming up now has nothing to do with Karm Pesach. It's a raya for my mishnah, that's why I bring it in. This sugya, the next blot is a sugya of dam and melicha. The halacha is that you're not allowed to eat dam. Dam is a chiv. Kar is actually somebody's dam. So all meat has dam. How to get rid of the dam? So if you're cooking the dam, what you do is you do a major melicha. It's called salting. You put a lot of salt in it, and that takes out all the dam. And then you can cook it. So even when you cook it, everything comes out of, all the juices come out of the basa and sits in the pan. So if it would be dam, it would go back into the basa. Still, and since you did malicha, we assume malicha takes out all the dam. That means even if you see something red in your butcher shop, you see something red, it's mail of alma. It's not dam because malicha done well, takes out all the dam. That's when you cook something. When you do it sli, when we roast something, so then all the dam, when you're cooking it, all the dam that it's coming out of the basar, that the basar is excreting, that's expressing, all the dam drips right out to the floor because you're being toilet. So now that's sitting in a pat. You're roasting it. So there, do you need melicha? That's a shayla mechleikus. Rashi holds you do a small little melicha, not like melicha kedera, melicha letzli. Taisus holds you don't do any melicha. This is right here. I'm melisa. The right time there, it's tli loy by melicha klal. You don't need melicha at all. That's just like dama. That there's the melicha and by tli don't need melicha. Now, what happens if you're roasting animals? We said you don't need a big melicha, either nothing or if you rashi a little bit, but you put inside it stuffed with other meat that has to be roasted now. That meat is sitting in the meat. So if it's sitting in the meat, there's nowhere to fall. It's falling in the meat. It's getting expressed and landing in the meat. It's shooting out down, but it's landing in the meat because it's inside. So there, what? So it goes through the meat and come out through the meat. It'll come out through the meat. Right, that's what I was going to say. But let's see. I'm a rabbit. It's Mechleikus, grab him. I'm a rabbit. Hai mulaisa, this meat that's filled with meat, shariya is mutta. I'm like a bayav, a kabbalah doma. Lamaisa, the inside meat, you know, the inside meat, the rib steak in the inside, something comes out of it and it goes into the sides of the other animal, the animal that's around it, the basar, not the animal, the basar, the meat that's around it. And now it's nivla, it's swallowed in and absorbed into the meat. So you have dam absorbed into other meat. Just like it swallows it up, it absorbs it, the ace will pull it out the other way and it comes out, the other side, it all drips out. It's not a problem. So it's a chalk, it's a bayah, a rabba. Rabba holds his mutter, a bayah holds awesome. Name it going to say later. Let's bring a raya to rabba. Lama will bring a raya to rabba. It says in our Mishnah, You roast the korban pesach by putting the korban and the meimei inside it. Now, what happened to the dam? My timer. What happened to the dam? I dam. Lam shum the binyan kabel kapolta. You see, kabel kapolta. Amri said no. Shani hasam kiven the ikah beis hashkita. Since you shechted this animal, and it's still the beis hashkita is a big hole. Mechalchol the mechalchol made of daivi. Here, the kuliyama, the dam will drip out. Because even dam that goes in the inside of a hema doesn't have to go through the basar and come out the other side. It can drip inside and come out through the hole of a shechita and drip out. Therefore, won't be a problem. Agad, the slach brings right from here that they did not salt the korban pesach. If you ever worried, if you ever wondered if they do a good salting in the korban pesach before they roasted it, they didn't do any salting it. And here's the reason why they didn't salt it is because it was a shayla of tzli kereseh. Salt is a way of cooking, not a cook of animal. So therefore he handles that. But if you rashi, it's a little bit of tzli, but I ain't a slack for discussion on this Indian. Meliach kereseh. What did I say? Right. Meliach kereseh, right. Salt is a kereseh, very good. And said that's why they didn't do it. But I ain't a slack for a further discussion on this Indian.